I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Governor Polis has issued an order to activate a state agricultural task force to determine potential crop and cattle damage from drought conditions. Drought is now impacting 40 state counties. The task force is directed to study the impact and the possible economic fallout for the state's $8 billion farming industry. The Colorado Water Conservation Board task force just highlighted the serious nature of the drought. Becky Bollinger, a climatologist at CSU's Colorado Climate Center, told the meeting that when spring arrived, the spigot turned off and the heat turned on.
Drought has expanded in the last month, and now 33% of the state is currently in extreme drought conditions, which is D3. We have seen an ET event occur in June over the eastern plains, kind of consistent with a flash drought, except we're already in drought, so what it's done is just made that drought even worse. We can expect warmer than average temperatures to continue. The monsoon hasn't started yet, but we're hopeful for a solid start in Arizona around the 4th, maybe, and then we'll keep watching and see where it goes from there. Recovery before the end of the water year is very unlikely for southeast and southeast Colorado.
The National Resource Conservation Service also reports that reservoir levels are dwindling in southern and southwestern Colorado, including the agricultural San Luis Valley and the Gunnison River Basin.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.